Blog Talk Radio.
Best way.
Have you been looking for a place to share your situation? Well, welcome home. Transmission begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the show that lets you truly express what's on your mind. Here, a
brand new banger
that you and your mama ain't heard yet. Interviews, topics, and advice to help your situation. This is Situations Live. Yes, Situations Live. We're here. It is another Sunday night, and it is the all-new 102.6 The Situation online radio for everyone. Good evening to everyone, and just wanted to say happy Sunday to everyone. It's the start of a new week. It's the end of the month, so you know you definitely want to make sure that you are definitely taking care of business this week. So just be encouraged going forward. And speaking of encouragement, we have a topic tonight that is on the minds of everyone in the country, and also it has taken a bit of attention. It's garnered a bit of attention over the world as well. This matter is nothing to play with, because when it comes to water, basically our lifestyle is based on having water. Our life is based on water. We have to drink water to survive. But when your water quality is bad, what do you do? What in the world is going on? And then when nothing's being done to fix the water supply, it's very bothersome. And this is what's going on in Flint, Michigan. So it's very tough. Because you can't cook with your water, you can't bathe with your water, you can't drink the water, or else you're really going to end up in a bad spot, going to be really sick. So that's the only thing. You know, you got to make sure that you are basically purifying your water. They got to probably boil their water. I don't know what's going on, but we're actually going to find out. Because we have two of our guests in the studio right now via the phone lines. And I know I have a whimpering dog behind me, but it's okay. So if you hear that, I know you're like, oh, whatever, you know, but she's in a little bit of trouble. So don't worry about it. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in our first guest. She is one of the hosts of Model Time, one right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you've heard that in the commercial over the past few shows that we've done. So, you know, basically we're going to bring her in. She's also a model. So, and she has her own brand. She'll talk a little bit about that as well. But we will bring in right now our first guest of the evening, Miss Tabitha Robinson. And how are you?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing good. And I mean, of course, I'm watching the game here a little bit, but, you know, on the side of me and my peripheral vision. But the one thing I want to say is, wow, there's so much stuff going on there. And could you elaborate exactly, because you live in Flint, correct?
Yes, I live in Flint, Michigan.
Right. And so what I'm basically trying to figure out, because you live there and you're dealing with this, what exactly is happening? Because, see, from our standpoint, we're looking at it from the outside looking in. But with you being a resident there and actually, you know, knowing what's going on more in depth, just tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Well, the water is as bad as everybody does see on TV. And, yes, the governor and the people from Flint. I don't know if you've seen it on my page when I shared a couple of pictures, but governor had did address as well. But yes, the water is bad here. We've been getting water from out sources. The people have been buying their water. They called in the National Guard as well. People from all over have been contributing water to the city because we cannot drink. They really, let alone not even want to bathe in the water. But what had happened was the water, excuse me, was contaminated. They said that it was okay to drink, but they had been pumping the Flint River water through the pipe. And so we was outsourcing it from Detroit, Michigan. So that was where our water first was coming from. But the people were complaining as far as to say, you know, hey, the water bills was so high. So what they did was then put it back to Flint line, but they were pumping river, you know, pumping the Flint River water through it. And so
people,
the water started coming through the pipes, brown and orange. And when, you know, even now, you you turn on the tap and the water comes out, you know, brown. So people have been getting filters. They've been trying to, you know, get the filters to it. But even sometimes when you flush as well, it come up, you know, brown too. But so that is our situation. 8 people have died. Kids have had lead poisoning as well. People have been getting checked for lead, and it's just, you know, it's a mess. It's a real mess.
Yeah, it really is a mess, and I couldn't even fathom, you know, being in that type of situation where, you know, your whole lifestyle is altered by, you know, something that's going on and something that's not being handled as quickly as it should. And when you talk about water, you know, people, like I said, people survive off of that, off of water. And, you know, we need that to be able to live and be able to bathe, clean ourselves. And it's just a lot. And, you know, when that can't be done, you know, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And then, you know, for the kids, you know, it's even worse because now, you know, they're looking for the answers just as much as the parents are, and they're not getting those type of answers. So it's really troublesome. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, we're looking at is, you know, helping, how do we help the residents of Flint? I mean, there's a lot of people up there. It is a tough town. You know, and it's definitely, you know, they're very resilient in nature, you know, but they still want things done and done right. And, you know, it's not fair to you guys as residents to have to deal with that. So.
Yes, and the governor, but they, you know, they're mad, you know, Governor Snyder, they're mad because he knew about it, though. People was emailing him. I don't know if y'all seen that. 2 people were emailing, a lot of residents were emailing him, and he didn't respond, so he knew about it. And so that's why he's saying, oh, he's sorry. But it's been going on, and he knew about it. And so that was the neglect on his part. So now, you know, they screaming, forget Snyder. Well, you know, they're saying the other, but, you know, forget Snyder.
Right.
And it's as bad as the politicians and whatnot, because he knew nothing and did nothing about it. And so now he's trying to, you know, cover it up. So it was, you know, a big cover-up. And so now he has to, you know, cover up the mess, but they want him out of office.
Yeah, I mean, anybody would want a governor out of office. Like, of course, you know, here in Atlanta, the snow debacle where people were living in stores and living in gas stations and living in their cars and trucks overnight on the highways. They wanted him out for that, but he's still around here. So, you know, but I mean, this is it's it, that was a weather issue, which, you know, now they're more prepared for this past couple of days with the treating of the roadways and making sure people were home safe before it got any kind of bad or any worse.
Well, how many inches did y'all get, though?
Yeah, we didn't get anything.
Did y'all get?
Yeah, we really didn't get anything.
How many? Oh, yeah, I didn't get nothing.
Man,
but I
really
don't know how many inches did y'all, because here, I mean, like 4 or 5, you know, 6, 7 inches, and that's a lot. So I was like,
nah,
wow. But yeah. And I seen some, because my brother, he stays in Atlanta as well, and he was like, wow, for an inch of snow, really, you know, talking about clothes and work, what is going on? I was like, wow. So
right,
I was
exactly.
Like, man. So if y'all, Michigan weather, true enough, and that's all, but Michigan weather is like, our weather is so bad, so bad. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
But see, they with that trouble, they wanted him out, and he's still around. Yeah, because
wow.
He knew it was going to get bad, but they did nothing. And see, your governor knew that it's bad. The situation was getting worse, but
right.
He still did nothing.
Right,
and
he
so
still
that's,
didn't do nothing.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that's a worse situation to deal with as opposed to the situation with weather. Weather, they can easily fix it next year. But this type of system, like pipe systems, water mains, those are going to take years to fix because it is
years.
A city's infrastructure. You have to get every, you know, square foot or square foot in general, and
right,
it's going to take ages.
But the president had only, he did give out five, he kicked down $5 million, but it's going to take more than that. I mean, it's the whole, it's the whole system, you know, and the run, especially because the pipes run from here, you know, all the way to, you know, however, and the hookups and however that is, it's going to take years. So
right. He
denied the bill. He did deny the first bill, they said, because it wasn't a disaster. But I guess he is supposed to go back and ask for more funds, because I think it's going to take about $96 million. $96 million, they were saying, $96 million to fix it.
Right. So I definitely understand that. And, you know, that's that money always is in a crunch when it, you know, comes down to, you know, crisis like that. But now the second part of this show bases on what we all can do as one, as people to help. And so at this point, that's where I bring our second guest of the evening, Ms. Davina Stevens. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show. And you know what? One thing I forgot, I'm going to give you both a round of applause because, you know, it takes a lot to come on here and talk about a tough issue such as that. So, first of all, I don't know if y'all have met, but Davina.
Hi.
So, now,
hello. How you doing, Tabitha?
I'm good.
And see, it's interesting that we have you both on because we want to make sure that all of the residents of Flint are, we're helping them in a major way. And that's what we want to make sure that we get through to our listeners, because we're blessed to have clean water and everything. So, you know, with that, we need to help. We need to get out there and do something for the city. And it doesn't just take one person to do it. It takes an effort of many people to get it done. So Davina had something in mind, and I want to go ahead and turn it over to Davina to talk about that.
Well, yeah, I heard about everything and watching the news and, you know, online and just seeing everything unfold. And I wanted to do something to help. So I'm trying to get together with my coworkers, Facebook friends, whoever's going to join, to collect donations to send over for water, for clean water, put it like that.
Yeah.
Because I was born and raised in North New Jersey. We never had a situation that bad, but you know it was times where water pipes was busted and things weren't working, and
yeah,
you know, just for the little bit of time that we were, you know, going through that, I couldn't imagine having to go through that longer than a few days. Just being a mother, being a grandmother, it's horrible. And when people know about it, when the government knows about it, that's a whole nother talk show.
it's a whole nother talk show.
Yeah, that's bad. And I want to do what I can to help.
Yes, a lot of, and we appreciate, I mean, a lot of my Facebook friends, they have been reaching out. My friend from Ohio, her and her co-workers there collecting water, Baltimore, and thank you. You know, we have been getting tremendous help, you know, water, that's what we need, you know, and we appreciate everything. I work with a lady from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. She's getting together with her team, and they're going to dry the water up. She stays in Canton, Michigan, though, but she reached out to me to far as to say, you know, hey, I want to do my part. So I got to get together with my team, and I'm going to drive some waters. Where do I need to take it? Or can, you know, you meet me and we can pass our waters that way as well. So I say, yes, you know, sure.
Right.
But thank you. You know, thanks to everybody. You know, the celebrities, one of the rappers, local rappers from Memphis, Tennessee, he came down Thursday. He came down here Thursday. I don't know if you're familiar with Young Blast. I don't even know who he is myself, but he's familiar with Yo Gotti. He's under Yo Gotti.
Oh, I was about to say he's a no name. Okay.
But Yo Gotti, no, he's part of the CMC, Yo Gotti, but his name is Young Blast, and he got signed to Yo Gotti, his new entertainment label. Okay. So anyway, he came down from Tennessee and brought a truckload full, and they went to the south side at the apartments and readings, and they passed out all the water. So, you know, that was nice. You know, that was real nice
right.
for them. And they got together, and I think it was like 20,000 bottles of water from the CMG. Yeah, so that was real nice and everything. And so we had made the on our end, and I have my own brand, and my friend, we do shirts and clothing and everything, my own clothing brand. So what he did was made these Flint Lives Matter shirt. And so he put my brand and his brand on the shirt and the hat. And so we said those that sell will go to buy a case of water for the city.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way, either to do cash donations or how we go about doing that.
I mean,
that.
You know, money or you can call our Flint mayor and they doing stuff through there. I was telling him go to www.genesee.org or www.thefoodbank as well.
Uh-huh.
They are taking the donations through that way.
Okay.
And like I said, call City Hall, but you will get in contact with our Flint mayor, which is Karen Weaver.
Okay.
Yeah, or, you know, but her assistant or somebody probably not speak to her directly, but you probably, you know, she will tell you. But that is our mayor or an assistant will tell you how, you know, if you want to send cash donations, that part I don't know, but they can assist you with, you know, assist you with that.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. We want to do whatever we can to help because this is serious.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we definitely want to help as much as possible, and we'll repeat that website for our listeners at the towards the end of the broadcast here. But did want to also mention, you said the mayor's office, so Tabitha, the mayor per se, has she been asking for this help, and the governor's been kind of ignoring the problem?
Yeah, the governor is trying to now fix it. He's trying to now fix it, but he had, you know, ignored all the emails.
period. He knew about it, though. He knew about it a year into it, but people was already complaining, but he knew about it. People were complaining, and he just ignored it. And so now he's trying to go back and saying he's sorry and everything.
Well, I'll be honest here. Sorry doesn't even cut it, honestly.
It don't cut it because the kid, people have died and kids have been lead poisoned. And what it is, the kids will, you know, they have kids that age will have developmental issues as they get older.
Right.
And so now they're also trying to, if they do have lead, that, you know, getting the lawyers and everything to have funds available for the ones that has lead. So I have to get my kids checked out. Us is checked out as well, too. I haven't done it yet, but yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. And, you know, for the governor to be, you got kids that are dying out here because of the water contamination. And then you as a governor holding elected office are supposed to be for the people, and you're ignoring the people. And now the situation has gotten to a point where now you have to repair, you pretty much have to repair the whole entire infrastructure of the city, for one, which needed repair anyway, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
So with that, my whole thing is, basically, you know, get it done. Why ignore the people who elected you to office? You know,
right.
He's got water. He's good.
Oh, he got clean water, but you know,
right?
He has clean water, and I had talked about this on my show. Me and my co-host. I am on another network though too, Rob Kirby Model Network. Talked about this on my show. It comes on Tuesday. And me and my co-host, we talked about it because we brought up because it is an issue. And so he did explain. He said, you know, if this, true enough, was in the suburbs, they would have hurried up and done it. But me and the majority of our city being black, and it, you know, being a majority of our city being black, they ignored it. Because if it was in the suburbs, they would have hurried up and done it. And you know, hurry up and fix it, you know. He got clean water wherever he at, you know.
Right.
So, but being that it was, and being that it is bad, and he did even said it's almost like a genocide. You know, it is.
Right.
You know,
yep.
To say, you know, hey, you know, you're trying to kill us off, but being that, and that is an issue. But being that our city is the majority black, it is as far as to say, you know, they didn't care. He didn't care. Definitely didn't care. All he did was still getting money. And, you know, people in power, some people in power, you know, that's all they care about is money. They don't care about the issues. And so now that people are dying and, you know, now he, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, I think the ultimate apology would be to get it fixed so that no more people are dying. That's the only apology that would be accepted in the city of Flint. And I mean, just because it's an inner city, you know, it's a lot of inner city neighborhoods, and it's the city is mostly black. That doesn't mean, you know, treat them differently. They also elected you to office. They had to vote too, you know. So something has got to be done, and no apologies can really soften it up. I mean, people are frustrated, and after a while, if it keeps going on, they're going to end up tearing up their whole, Flint's going to end up being torn down, torn up. If, you know, if people are going to start, you know, really voicing their opinion by garnering more national attention. And if it gets to that point, it's going to be like with so many people dying, you never know what's going to happen. Something worse could happen now. You know, it's like, you know, people are going to start killing people, you know, over water.
And that's why they have the, I'm going to start taking pictures and stuff of this, but they have the, you know, the state police, following behind the water truck just in case, you know. And I was like, and I did ask my husband, I said, why is the state boy, you know, why they from? He said, shoot, people start jumping and taking the waters off the truck. And now I know, and you just brought that out of water as far as to say people will start killing them. And he just said it. And as they do, they have the state police following behind the water trucks and everything. So I guess in case that won't happen.
Wow.
Wow.
So they go
street to street in the water trucks and everything. Like I said, they stop them house to house. I was in front of the Muslim temple. They was just, you know, they're on the street. They stopped me. They, you know, threw two cases, you know, in my car as far as to say, you know, hey. And then I was just, you know, driving down my one street and they threw a case in there. So that's cool too, you know. We appreciate it. We need all the water we can get.
Yes.
All of it.
So Tabitha and Davina, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short commercial break just to, you know, kind of, you know, gather ourselves, because this is a difficult situation to talk about. And if any of our listeners want to join in on the conversation or have any questions to ask or what have you, or maybe even some commentary, give us a call, 347-945-6867. And press 1 if you would like to talk to us at this particular point. Once again, 347-945-6867. And press 1 to be in queue. And we'll get you on the air as soon as we come back from our commercial break. It is Situations Live. And I just wanted to say, if you're listening to us, and your commentary, or you may not be able to make it on air, just post your comment and put hashtag Flint Lives Matter. Hashtag Flint Lives Matter. So we'll be back on Situations Live. Don't go away.
The All New 102.6 The Situation wants you to support these great blog talk radio shows. Removing the bandages with Celinda D.
On my last show, I stated that we all have a story. Many of us have decided to wear our bandages with expensive clothes, cars, jewelry, shoes, and so much more. However, there's a story underneath every Band-Aid that we wear, and when you begin to remove the bandages, then and only then can our true healing take place.
Speak Your Mind Radio with Brenda Williams.
We all as people should be able to go out and buy guns to protect our families. In a day and age like today, where you really can't go to church to pray without getting shot up, you can't send your kids to school without getting shot up, you can't go into the grocery store, you can't go to the movie theater, you can't go to a community center. When you look at the wake of everything that's happened recently and everything that's going on in the world today, I mean, at this stage of the game, we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect our children. We need to protect our families. We need to protect what we worked hard for.
Mama Time with Rochelle and Tabitha.
I put on the heels, and I was really, really cute when I was standing there, right? And I said, okay, this is going to be my truly unique photo shoot. And I got to walking, and I said, you know, this ain't right. You know what I mean? These, when you guys go out there, models, you prep before, because what if I'd have went to the store and just bought them shoes because I thought they were cute? You know, you have to. You have to make sure that that's what you're comfortable in, because you're going to have to move. You're going to have to pose. So it was just funny to me because, girl, the feet was on fire. Let me tell you. So.
The Crystal Chanel Show.
What inspired you to be an actor, model, singer, dancer? My God, you got so many talents and gifts. What inspired you?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I always used to be in my imaginary land. That's what I called it. So
I love it.
I would be different characters. And then I realized when I got to maybe the age of 11, I wanted to start acting.
Awesome.
Singing has just always been a part of me. That's what makes me.
Okay.
And modeling, I'm very dramatic. I have to walk down the runway. I have to show people what am I made of.
Oh, my God.
Ask anyone. Oh, yes. Look at that Kayla right there. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
And Underground Sounds with JR.
So I received news today that because of the song itself in the first week on the charts in 2016, that the song has received 726 favorites from listeners around the world. The song is now back at number 3 on the North Carolina pop charts. I'm hoping and praying that it's going to get to number 1 pretty soon. And not only that, I found out that it actually has also hit the U.S. pop charts as well, and currently is at number 26 on the U.S. pop charts. So I'm very, very excited about that. I wanted to take a moment and just let you guys know about this. But also in the same regard, because of this, the site has deemed me as the number 1 artist in Charlotte pop music. So that's, you know, a very wonderful accolade to add to what I'm already trying to accomplish with the recording of my album.
Check all of the show's pages for past, present, and future show dates. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget the Laugh Out Loud show tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And also, if you haven't joined Queen Esther Lacey's contest, you can still get that gift card. So just grab the book Sexually Driven and get your gift card today.
Put it at City on Smash. Situations Live.
That's what you are,
unforgettable, though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable
thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Father and daughter, together again. It is Situations Live, and we're talking about the situation that is going on in Flint, Michigan, with our guests of the evening, Ms. Tabitha Robinson and Davina Stevens. And thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate you.
No problem.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
And what we're going to do now, we're going to take a caller in queue at this particular point. And before I do that, Tabitha, if you could go ahead and repeat that that website where you can go ahead and contact, I guess it's the mayor's office, or have get donations in.
It's www.genesee.org or fullbankofmichigan.com.
All right, wonderful. And
now the mayor's office, I will probably have to go to, like, you can call our the city hall and get in, and just ask for you know, the Flint mayor. Well, you probably, like I said, to get to the assistant, you probably won't speak to her directly. You probably talk to the assistant or whatnot. But I don't have City Hall's number, just, you know, offhand like that. Later on, Robert, I can get it and, you know, shoot it to you by tomorrow, and then you put it out there and let the people know to, you know, call and to find out with the assistant and everything. But those are the two websites that I am familiar with right now offhand.
Okay, wonderful. Well, at least we have something to go by as far as information is concerned, so that our listeners who may be listening on the live stream or live in the caller queue right now, they'll have some answers as to where to go and, you know, how they can donate to the cause. So let's take our caller right now. Situations Live, who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good.
This is Adrian Felton. I want to say to the ladies that called in for Flint, y'all have the biggest hearts in the world, because there ain't a lot of people been doing nothing about the situation. And my thing is I was asked not to talk about the subject earlier this week, but people said the governors and all that, the mayor, man, they know it's been going on.
Yeah, they've been
going
on for a long time.
Ain't nothing but that New World Order, Illuminati, population control, genocide, like they try to do in Africa, trying to get rid of our people. I would say them to actually, be knocking on the mayor's door and have to take a shower at that nigga's house.
The governor house. Our mayor, she just got in office. And the other, you know, mayor, he wasn't really, you know, doing nothing as well. But our new mayor has got in office, and she has been, and I commend her, she has been trying to take care of the problem right offhand. Like, you know, she just been A1, came in full throttle. And so, you know, she had a meeting with Obama. At the White House. Yes, she did. She had a meeting with Obama. And I guess they flew her in. She's been, you know, been on TMZ and everything, because it has, you know, gone nationwide. I mean, we made the cover of Time. I don't know if y'all seen that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. I mean, I've been keeping track.
So, and it's not the mayor, because, like I said, the first official mayor, but our new mayor now, Ms. Karen Weaver, she has been on top of everything. So I commend, shout out to Ms. Karen Weaver.
So what, I have a question. What are they actually doing to help y'all out there?
Well, you know, they brought out the National Guard. The city as well, people, just different people from all over, you know, have been bringing cases of water. I was just telling Robert, one of the local rappers that got signed to Yo Gotti. He just came and bought 20,000 waters, but they have been giving us water, giving us filters.
All right.
As of right now.
I need to get a hold of you so we can try to do like a benefit concert or something. Let all that money go to y'all because y'all need it. I'm going to get it from Oklahoma. I'm going to get it from Oklahoma. I'm going to definitely get it, y'all, because I'm going to throw my two cents in and try to help some way, somehow.
Thank you.
I appreciate Robert, Franco Banco, for y'all even having this. This is a touchy situation, man, that don't nobody want to touch on, homie, for real.
Right.
Happening
here in our own United States, you know, they're trying to kill us off in our own country.
Yeah, man, PDD, he did say that as far as, like, genocide, he did put that out there. A lot of people, a lot of rappers have been speaking out about it. You know, Jeezy, he spoke out about it as far as, you know, like, the Oscars and everything, you know, let's not worry about that. Let's, you know, concentrate on what's going on in Flint. He spoke out about
that. But they want us to be quiet. That's what it is. They want us to shut up. Now, I ain't part of that. I already know. If I get some inside information from something, you know, that's going to happen to our people or any kind of people in the United States, we all human beings.
Right, yes, we all are. It's just not true enough, like I was telling Robert, just as far as a lot of it was in the suburbs, and I've talked about this on my show as well. Like I said, if it was in the suburbs, they would have hurried up.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do it, but the population of our city is black. It's not, I mean, the white has been, you know, they are affected too. And I mean, it's a lot of whites that have been standing in front of the mayor's office and everything like that. So it's not just true enough, but it's the population, yes, the majority of it, us are black, but the whites are affected as well, though, too, because they stay in the city of Flint, too. So, but yes, the popularity of us is black. So
I'm gonna get off the line. Yeah. I'm gonna get all y'all that's on here, so we can try to get some charity. Cause a dog dies in LA and they have a benefit concert and raise millions of dollars for it. You know, we need to do something like that too.
Well, yes, it's gonna take, you know, like I said, it's gonna take years though. You know, as far as gonna fix the problem and stuff, but. I mean, and a lot of people, though, I got offended. I seen something, because it's not, you know, funny, and my girl, she expressed the one guy, he made, like, a joke out of it, like it was, like, yo, this, you know, this is, he filled up his three liter of water, and he was like, only got a half a tank, you know, a quarter of gas, but I'm on my way, but I hope this helps. I'm like,
wow.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, this not funny. Like, you know, it's not
even a joke. That ain't even a form of,
you know, that wasn't even, and I seen that going around, and I'm like, you know, I put the thumbs down on that, and, you know, a lot of people like, you know, this not funny at all. This is not, you know, my girl, you know, she went off, expressed her as far as to say, you know, because it's not funny. This is water. Like, we have to live and drink, and we, you know, we still bathing in this water. You know, we still, you know, and they were saying, you know, first they were saying to boil, but now they're saying if you boil the water, it heats up.
Worse.
I mean, what is it? Makes it worse because of the lead.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to have water. Then my friend, you know, he put up a water bottle on the shower thing, but he's like, you know, Flint struggles. And I think, now, that was serious to me, you know what I'm saying? But he was serious as far as to say, you know, this is, you know what I'm saying? As far as to bathing, as far as to say, you know, I'll put up a water bottle instead of, you know what I'm saying? Instead of the water, I'll put up a water bottle on this, you know, not bathing this water. I'd rather put up a water bottle. So I got that when he said that as far as to say Flint struggles. Because, yeah, people are, you know, don't want to earn it, washing up with water bottles or boiling the water out of the water bottles, I should say.
I'm trying to cut y'all ladies off. I'm going to get it to y'all on Facebook, direct message y'all. Robert, Franco Banco, Situation Vibe, appreciate y'all doing this subject. Love y'all.
Well, Franco's not even on with me tonight. I just promoted the Laugh Out Loud show, and but here's the thing. In the midst of all of this that's going on, you know, people need a laugh, but this stuff that is going on in Flint is no laughing matter, and it doesn't hit you until you're involved in it or you've gone through it before. People who have never gone through it before, like that person who told that whatever quote unquote sort of a asinine joke, basically, I don't think that he's ever been through anything that
that
before. Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah, no, they haven't struggled before. They think that, you know, not having $3,000 is a struggle. Like, they're short $1 of $3,000 is a struggle. You still got it way good, way better than we do. And
better than
on top
the United States got it right now.
Right, exactly. And you're living in the suburbs, which does not have this problem, which their water systems get updated like it's clockwork in the suburbs, but in the inner city, where what's going on? And like I said, she commended her mayor for getting it done, but the mayor before that let the problem get way worse.
He was sitting on his ass, letting the hire people tell him not to do nothing about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly what's going on. I mean, I'm gonna get a lot of backlash for this, and I don't even care because I know they are listening to what I'm saying, but I don't even care. So the rapper B.O.B. put it out last year, man. He hashtag water on Instagram. Everybody thought he was tripping. I already know what he was talking about. They just didn't know what city he was going to be in.
Yeah,
right.
Flint, Michigan. Wow.
Yeah,
they just didn't know what city he was going to be in. That's all it is.
But you know what, Adrian?
Our own people over here, we're all humans. They got nothing to do with no color. It's human lives matter, man. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
We go on and, you know, I know there's some thriving people in that community right now that have children that's probably affected by what's going on. You know, you don't know how them children going to turn out.
Yeah, a lot of the kids that affected with lead. I mean, eight people have died off of this. Yeah.
In the National Guard, I mean, is the Red Cross or anybody from the suburbs trying to do anything for people there?
Robert, I just pulled up this thing off my forum post, and it pulled up some more sites to go to. So one of them is www.unitedwaygenesee.org. The Red Cross, too, you can go to www.redcross.org.
Okay.
/local/Michigan and www.holshussain.org. And like I said, the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, www.fbem.org and UnitedWayGenesee.org. So that was the four that say to donate water to Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
Anything. So, yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5. Those are the 5 sites. That's what I just pulled up.
I'm going to get with some people down here because I'm currently in Texas. But I'm going to go tomorrow and bust my tail to make these people get y'all something done up there from down here because, y'all, this is a disaster.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people, like I said,
this is a national disaster. This is like a hurricane hitting or a tornado hitting. I'm from Oklahoma, so if a hurricane hit, you know, in Florida, they rushing down there for relief real quick. It don't matter what community it's in. It's a human lives. True. We 85% of our, or it might be 85% of our body. We need water consumption. If you don't have that healthy, good water, you gonna die. They know that.
Right.
That's genocide.
Yes.
That's straight genocide.
But let me tell you something, Adrian, because you said that you may get some people may try to judge you or what have you for this, Adrian. Well, let me tell you something.
Let me
tell you something, Adrian. Don't worry about what they think of you, because the reason why we do shows like this is so that you can share what you got without judgment, period. So if they decide to judge you, then obviously they've never been through this situation before, and honestly, they really could care less at this point. Until it happens to them, they're not going to know.
No, yeah, right. I heard that you're a new artist in the industry, you're a major artist, this, that, and other. Somebody want to hear all that. I'm worried about these people just losing their lives.
No, I look for
it. Right.
I'm going to get off the line, and I'm going to chime in with y'all on the other situation on the other side. So somebody else can call in and voice their opinion. I love y'all, ladies. Robert,
thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Keep up the good situations, homie. For real.
No problem, man. Adrian, thank you so much for listening in.
You know I'm going to be on every time you're on there.
Yeah, I feel you. And thank you so much for the well wishes. I really appreciate it. So keep on listening. We got a song coming up soon, because I know we got to close it in a little bit. But thank you so much for calling in, and don't let nobody tell you that you can't say what you want to say. Don't let nobody shut you off.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you. Wow. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one true fan. That's one true listener right there. That he's always in there. He wants to do something to help, and he's going to.
Yeah.
I know he's going to go through all different channels to get it all done for everybody in Flint, and he's going to do what he has to do. So if it takes our show to gain a national outreach for this, which there should already be one, but there may be some cities that just kind of sitting back and just waiting, or they see the news but just nobody has stepped up to the plate. This show may be the show where it gets people to really step up to the plate and step their game up, because if it happens to them, they're going to want the same help in return from your city. You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah, my director from the pageant, she was like, she checked in on me, because I'm, a pageant queen as well. So she's my director for the pageant. And so she says, hey, sweetie, are you okay? I just seen this on my national. She's in South Carolina. So, and I was like, oh, did she say, it's all over. She said, I'm checking on you. You need anything, I'm like, we need water, however. So as far as her, the TAW, Today's American Woman, they want to do something and try to get, waters, however, and, help as far as Today's American Woman, because she's seen it, and, she contacted me, and she was like, you okay? So I just, when you say, I seen this on the local, she said, I seen you on my local news, and I was like, wow. And that was on her local news out in South Carolina, that you would see something about Flint, and now she, I'm her, from Flint, and so she was like, hey, sweetie, you okay? I just seen about your city on my local news.
Wow.
Right. So, wow. I'm glad that we did this show. Now, for those listening in on the live stream, and for those listening in queue, one of those being Adrian. Adrian, once again, thank you for calling in. Please share this show. Share this to whoever is going to listen to this. This is powerful.
Yes.
This is probably the most powerful statement I've ever made on this show. Please share this post. Don't go looking for information. You need to hear it from somebody who's dealing with it. You need to hear it from somebody who wants to help. Because if all lives are going to matter, then we have to help out and make sure that those lives really matter. Because right now, and Tabitha speaks for all of the residents in, of Flint in saying they feel like their government feels as though Flint's lives do not matter. Everybody's lives
right.
matter. If it was America going through this whole entire situation, if America's water supply was the way Flint's is, everybody would be trying to help each other.
Yep.
But
and
doesn't
so
take...
they still, and you're right, Robert, they are, a lot of people don't want to pay the water bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't want to pay the water bill because they saying, you know, we can't use it. So a lot of people have stopped,
right.
you know, paying their water bill. One more week, and I ain't paying it in 5 months. I'm not going to pay it, you know. I can't use it.
You know? How are they even still charging you guys water bills? You have brown water. Like, are you serious?
Brown water, yeah. I mean, you can't use it. It turn on, like I said again, you turn on the tap, it come, some of them come out. A brown, or if it comes through through the toilet brown, or you know, if you take a bath, it comes through brown. That's just, you know, I mean, it's still
bill.
Going on. Yeah,
they still
I just got my water bill the other day, girl.
Oh my goodness!
I still
goodness.
Got a water bill
wow.
the other day. So I mean,
wow.
you gotta pay. You don't want to get your water cut off, and they were still talking about sending out shut off notices, and I'm like, well, how they gonna shut it off? True enough, and the water is messed up. You can't use
it's like
wow.
Oh,
you know?
Well, oh, you got a disconnect notice? Oh, okay, help me out. I want it.
Well,
cut
thank
off.
You.
It's
yeah.
cut out.
Right, but that's what my brother-in-law just said. He said, shut it off. Do me a favor. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
oh, do
God.
Me a favor. Shut it off. Please
shut it off.
I will pay you to shut it off.
But you still have to use the toilet. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you still have to
yeah.
do that. You know, so that's the one thing. But as far as, you know, the bathing, because, you know, and I've been checking my kids for sores and stuff, because a lot of the kids have broke out. And so a lot of even the grown rashes and boils and a lot, you know, it's just it's a mess. One lady had her foot. On there, it had bubbled up and it was skin and it looked at, you know, from using the water. Yeah, I had to share and get that off my page and I'll post it in your inbox, Robert. But you'll see it and you'll be like, it's bad. It really is bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's what needs to happen though, and
mm-hmm.
I don't care if whoever's listening in right now, you know, when the archive is posted, please share it to every person that you know, every person who wants to really do something and make a difference in their community. If you know those people, share this show on their pages. And this goes for everybody in the country, because this is really a worldwide outlet. The more people we can get this show out to,
yeah.
the more people you'll be able to get more for your city.
Yes.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Flint will get more if we share this with more people, because social media
right.
is the outlet of choice, especially Facebook. You can reach a lot of people on Facebook, but what we
right.
have to do is collectively be able to share this on, and I'm not talking about share it to on your timeline to you know, everybody. Share it on their timeline, basically a pass it on type thing. If you know 10 people,
right.
and 10 people say, okay, they listen to this and say, okay, you know what? I want to make a difference. I heard those websites and I want to make a difference. Okay, they may go out to their local, you know, food bank or, you know, what have you, Red Cross, or, you know, they may go there and donate. They may do something there. You know, this person may, you know, raise funds. This person may personally drive to Flint to deliver water to people. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So we have to, as human beings who live, who honestly, if we don't, we're not living in that area. We're blessed to have water. Let's give a blessing to them and pass
right.
it on. Okay. So
yep.
Davina, before we close up, you said if there were any donations, where could they go for that?
Well, I'm taking the information that Tabitha gave me. I'm going to contact her as well. I'm going to inbox her so I can, you know, talk to her more in depth. But my Facebook is Davina Stevens. Facebook. Even if you donate yourself, or you know you donate, do the Red Cross, the United Way. I'm going to call the mayor's office. I'm going to do whatever I can to help.
Yes, Robert, whatever I just posted that in your inbox, though, to you know shout it out again. I posted it. Maybe you could read it and read it on air to where they can. I posted it in your inbox to where they can go and help out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
We gotta help any way we can.
Right. And that's exactly what, you know, I'm saying. You know, we got to do what we have to do to, you know, help everybody. And, you know, if we don't get the word out,
it
I don't even know what to say.
Our promoters here are, you know, they've been one of the local clubs here. They've been his club is a drop off spot. Next weekend on the 30th, we're doing we have this in Us We Trust, and we're doing, you know, water drives and everything. So people, his club, that's the Uptown Sports Bar and Grill,
mm-hmm.
here in Flint. You can bring and drop off water because they're taking water donations and stuff. So he made one of his, you know, his club as far as a water donation. You can
right.
drop off water donations and drop off water to his spot.
That's okay. What's up. And, wow, what a show. But seriously, everyone, you got to share it. The only way we get this out to more people and get something done in a more timely fashion is if we share it. Because no one else is talking about it, really, but we are. And if we don't get many people's attention, especially our young people, Flint's going to be dealing with this for longer than they really – it's already long enough. I mean, we don't want them to keep suffering anymore because this is our friends. These are our families. These are our children who are dealing with this matter. There's at least one person you know that is either from there and has family there or lives there, period.
Yes.
And it is important to, yeah, if you don't live there and you're blessed to have clean water, you need to help. And I'm going to do everything that I can to do that as well with my resources. And this is just step one of the process. So,
thank and appreciate. We appreciate this. Like I was just saying, people have been reaching out and, you know, saying how can we help, you know. My friend, like I said, from Ohio, they're reaching out. She tagged everybody as far as to say, you know, they like Tabitha, you know, we on our way. You know, we
right.
want to make this fight in Ohio. So she's getting together with her team in Ohio, and they're bringing down waters. They're going to dry the water up.
Wow.
Up to Flint. So, you know, we appreciate all that. I appreciate everything that the people are doing for our city.
Right, exactly. So what I wanted to say was really from the bottom of my heart, thank you both for being on the show. And
thank you.
I just hope that it can be shared. As much as people share ratchet stuff, we need to share stuff share something positive and make a difference in our community, because like I said, you know someone who knows someone who knows someone who's dealing with this, period.
Right.
Who lives there and is dealing with it, or knows somebody who lives there and is dealing with it. And with Tabitha being a good friend of mine, wow, I just can't even fathom. I can't even fathom it. It's just without words.
Without words, yeah. But thank you all. Thank you, Robert, and thank you, Dana, to Davina, for reaching out and doing that. We appreciate it very much.
That's right. I only have my own struggles in 2015 with being homeless and going through my own stuff and feeling like, you know, I had nobody to help me and, you know, people looking at you like you're crazy when you're reaching out for help, you know. So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm not fully out of my struggle, but in the midst of my storm, I can help.
Everybody, you know. Struggle for time, and we all go through that, you know. So just have to still continue to pray and those that can, you know, help. And you know, like I said, we appreciate it, and we can help each other though, you know. So if I can help you, and that's in the time of need, and that next person, and that's how you get your blessings as well though too. So like I said, I thank you for reaching out. Thank you, Robert, for having me on the show and reaching out to me. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you both for being my guests of the evening. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right. And just to recap here, I'm just going to say this. Flint lives matter. Period. Point blank. If everyone's lives matter, you don't just leave out one city that's going through turmoil, going through a crisis. If it was your city and you asked for help and you weren't getting it, how would you feel? Let that marinate and help our residents of Flint, Michigan. Donate water. Donate everything you can. Use any kind of resources possible. Even if you listen to this archive 3, 4, 5 times, at least you've gotten the information. So once again, share it. Do what you have to do. Get a friend, neighbor, somebody. Get them to listen to this. And do something positive to help a community. To help a city, to help a nation. With that, I'm Robert Green. Thank you so much for listening in, but don't go yet. We still got a song, so that way we can kind of smoothen out the mood here. But on a lighter note, the Panthers are winning, if you're a Carolina Panthers fan. It's 34-13 now because Arizona just scored a touchdown just a minute ago. So at least it's a lighter note. But still, even on that lighter note, and you're watching football, you can listen in one ear and multitask with the other. Look up your resources. Help out. Help a community. Keep in mind, your family and friends may be dealing with this. This has been Situations Live, and we're going to see you next week, but do everything you can to help, and we'll be here. It's the all-new 102.6 The Situation. Oh,
My days and nights would be a living hell
if you go away.
So think about the misery that you're gonna put me through. Goodbye doesn't mean a thing to you and I. Our love has stood through all the tests of time. Yes, it has. And if you're planning to leave me behind, no, 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 let me put one more thing on your mind. Need me, baby. My whole world revolves around you, 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 you. Nothing is what it is without you here in my life. Oh, it's true.
Goodbye doesn't mean a thing to you and I.
No.
Our love has stood through all the tests of time.
Yes, it has.
And if you're planning to leave me behind,
no, no,
let me put one more thing on your mind.
If you ever need me, baby, put a message in a bottle, baby.
In a bottle, baby.
Call away. Call me, babe.